Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. And I'm doing another one of these little, no guests, no client on the phone, because a lot of people at my seminars come up and tell me like, oh, Tom, I really enjoy when you just do it by yourself. And if you guys hear Burley walking around my room, the clunkiness of his paws, he's about 11 months now, and he is roughly 140 pounds. So he's got a little, you know, it's weird. He's got this. I've never in my life had a dog. He's got a yeast infection on his skin. So he's got like these bacteria. Oh my gosh. He's got like these bacteria patches. Kind of looks like he's like got spots all over him. So I've been working on that with antibiotic and it's getting a little better, but it's so weird. Anyway, he's rolling around here. He is still this dog, you guys. I'm telling you, I've never, you know, I wanted a challenging dog, and boy, do I got one. He's looking directly at me right now, like, you talking to me? He is, he's a challenging dog because he is, by size, he's a huge dog, right? But in his head, he's literally like a 5-month-old puppy. He is still wanting to get into everything, chewing on everything. You have to watch him all the time. He's starting to slowly, I would say the last 2 weeks since we got back from Europe, he's starting to slowly just lay down and chill. Like right now, he's laying down and chilling, and he never, ever, 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 ever did that. He would always, always, always literally scan the room to try to get into something. Garbage, chewing on a mat. I mean, he just was a menace. Anyway, I wanted to do this podcast because a lot of people said that they really enjoyed these shorter podcast about a particular subject. So I'm going to get into this because I did it last week. And so the topic of discussion, and there he's up again. He's like, oh, what can I, let's see. Can I chew on this love sack over here? Can I chew on the wall maybe? Anyway, he's a goof. So what do you do if an off-leash dog approaches? And I have put out content on this before, but I wanted a singular podcast for people to go and look up and look. You guys got to see this. I'm going to paint you a picture. Okay, I'm in my studio and I have a dog bowl in my studio because sometimes I feed my dogs in here if I'm working or whatever. And he has got the Yeti bowl flipped up on it. It's a metal one. Boop. Oh, there goes the easel. So he flipped up the Yeti bowl, which is metal, and then he rolled it. It knocked into my easel, which has like my, like I write lists on it and stuff, like a stand-up easel. Now that fell over. Now he's thinking about, maybe I'll chew on this. I can't make this up. You know, I talked to my staff about this. Like, how's Burley doing? I'm like, guys, this dog is unbelievable. Like, I can't make this up. He is an absolute character. Oh, now he's going to rip the easel up. And the thing is it's not, this has nothing to do with training. If I told him to stop, he would. Burley, leave it. Good. Down. Good. Stay. He's trained. He just did all those things I told him to do. Good boy. But he just gets into everything. It's unbelievable. Like, I just play-by-played you guys. And I'm not even kidding. He does this all day long. I have never seen a dog like this. I've never heard of a dog like this. It's like, it really is unbelievable what this dog does all day. And I just laugh at it. I mean, depending on what mood I am and how tired I am, it's funny now. But so what do you do if an off-leash dog approaches? And that's something that I get a lot. So the first thing is maintaining safety, maintaining a safe distance with you. And it really just depends on two things. Let's break it up. It depends on the demeanor of the other dog first. Let's talk about that. If the other dog is running after you or coming up to you and the dog is looking friendly, how you handle it is going to be different from opposite. But let's say we're in the defense mode. So there's going to be defense and offense, let's say. So the defense is going to be very simple. You are going to yell and scream. I say yell and scream. Yell, hey, like you would a bear. Hey, bear. Hey, bear. Hey, dog, get, ah, 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 ah. Like you, I think you naturally would anyway. That's kind of defensive to a dog that may be coming at you, whether they're looking aggressive or they're not. And then the other thing is if, see, and this is the thing, is because so many people are going to be listening to this and you're going to have, there's so many different dogs out there. If you have a really friendly, get along, wiggle butt type of dog and the dog approaching is friendly, the best thing to do is just stand there, wait for the dog to approach. Who's this? It's our new friend. And then try to find the owner. That's easy. It's low-hanging fruit. Chances are, if you're listening to this, that's not the case. The dogs are running up and they may be aggressive. So this is where you're, again, going to be defensive and you're going to yell and shout. There's things out there like a halt spray, which is like a, it's like a, I think it's a pepper spray specifically for dogs. It's like small and it has a little clip on it that you can click to your belt loop. When I used to have Thompson, my St. Bernard, I carried that with me everywhere. And that's really, because the thing is you got to be able to defend you and your dogs. And, you know, I made a video on this on YouTube and some of the comments were pepper, you know, they were huge spectrum. One of them was like, well, I carry a 44 Smith & Wesson. I'm like, okay. And some people are like, pepper spray is a little too harsh, Tom. And I'm like, well, tell that to the owner and the dog and the kid that got mauled by an off-leash dog, right? So, but I understand, I totally understand that people are looking at this from a shade of where they're coming from. If they walk around and they see an off-leash dog running around cutesy and they're just running from their owners and you're sitting there kind of just laughing. There's different circumstances. And I think most people aren't mindful of that, which is why comments on the internet don't really bother me, because people don't understand the context. So when you are out and you see an off-leash dog that may be aggressive, or you have an aggressive dog or a reactive dog, or even if you're out with your dog, like I walk with my family typically. I have my wife with me. I have my two young boys with me, 2 and 8 weeks. So, you know, if you do see an aggressive dog, that's a whole different thing. And being in the industry as long as I have, obviously I've heard absolute nightmares and horror stories. I'm sure you have too. So pepper spray, the halt spray, you can get it on Amazon, you can get it on Chewy, just H-A-L-T. The other thing that you can do is, so because that's not accessible in every country, you could also carry a stick. Some people carry walking sticks. You can, again, I'm just giving you ideas here. You can carry an air horn to get a dog away. Let's talk about the offense, which is my favorite thing to do because I have good obedience with my dogs and that allows me.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already. It changed my life.
I wasn't expecting it to shut off the food noise. This was life altering. And if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
To do this. And so what that looks like, I kick myself for not freaking filming this, you guys, because I tell people that I do this all the time and people give me these like looks like, yeah, right. I'm like, this is literally what I do every time I see an off-leash dog and it works every time. But before I get into that, let me tell you, if you can avoid the situation, do that. Like get out of there. Like if the dog doesn't see you, and you can just, like, if you see an off-leash dog running around, go the other way. I'm the type of person, to be honest, is I want to go and find the owner of that dog because I don't want him to get hit by a car. The amount of dogs that I see running around off-leash and I pull over and I spend half a day or an hour or 10 minutes trying to find the owner, I've done that. The other day, some dog was running. I was on the way to the store. The dog was running on the road because there was just a storm, so I reckon it jumped out of the fence. I called the guy. He's like, oh. He's like, is my dog? It's like, yeah, I got your dog. He got out. Is he okay? Yeah, he's okay. I'm actually bringing my daughter to school and to college. I'll be home later tonight. And he told me how to get into his house and how to shut the door and turn the music. It was so funny. I'm just glad that there's still people out there that are, you know, trustworthy, I guess. But anyway, I do that all the time. And so Burley's army crawling right now. This is what I'm talking about. I'm in a downstate ad, but now I'm going to army crawl. And it's like these little things are just ridiculous, this dog. So what my favorite thing to do is, outside of avoiding, running away, getting away, and then being defensive, to say, yell, get out, spray the dog if it comes near you, hit the dog over the head if it comes near you, kick the dog. And again, for context, for those of you who may be thinking of the cutesy dog that's running up off leash, think about all the dogs that aren't not so cutesy and not so, good intentions, I guess. And they are aggressive, right? And they're trying to hurt you. They're trying to attack you. Maybe it's a stray dog, depending on people listen to this podcast all over the world, right? Freaking Pakistan, Russia. It's crazy. So I get that there's different contexts out there, so I'm trying to be as universal as I can, but carry anything and everything you can to protect you and your family and your dogs against another animal that's trying to hurt you, kill you, or, whatever. And then my favorite thing is here's what I do. And I'm going to walk you through my process, and it literally just happened last week. And the funny thing is it was actually a client of mine, which made it even better because I actually knew the dog and I trained the dog, which was funny. And so many, many moons ago anyway. And so I was walking with Lakota and Burley, my Dutchie, and this goofball here that's now pouting because I put him in a downstay and he wants to get up and chew and everything in my office. I was out with the walk with them, and I kind of always have a swivel on because I just always am alert about my surroundings. And so she just opens up the door, and Izzy is the dog's name, a little chocolate lab, older chocolate lab, you know, the tubby chocolate lab, just darts out the door. And Izzy comes out to the front yard, immediately sees us, starts running towards us. She's a happy-go-lucky lab. She used to be in my daycare. And so I can hear her saying, Izzy, come back. And so here's what I do, is I use obedience. I put my dog in a stay. For Burley, he's in a down stay. For Lakota, she's in a stay because she had TPLO surgery, so I honestly don't sit her down or too much anymore. So I put her in a stay, put Burley in a down stay. And what I do is, because I always carry an extra leash, is I go up, get on my knees, hey, Izzy, how are you? Right, and I'm reading the dog. So if you guys are thinking about doing this, read the dog. You might get a dog that's, but again, you can do this offensively and defensively as well. If you can put your dogs in a stay and then walk away and ward off the dangerous dog or the fearful dog, a lot of times you guys are going to see the fearful dog that's at you, right? It's a very fearful, oh shit, I don't really know what to do. And you can ward the dog off and you can approach the dog and scare the dog away. That's an easy way to do it. But that is my way on how I handle off-leash dog. And it has been, I've done it several times, and it's the most non-conflicting, easiest thing to do when you're handling an off-leash dog. Especially, and again, it depends on where you live, I'm sure. Like, if you're walking around your neighborhood, like for me, I kind of have eyes on pretty much all the dogs in my neighborhood. Like, I kind of know, you know, who lives where, and, you know, I just pay attention to that stuff, you know, just in case I do run into that. Like, if I do see this off-leash dog, how what's this dog's behavior? Has it been barking at me out the window for the last year trying to get to me and my dogs, or, you know, whatever? So I'll play it again. I'm out for a walk with my dogs. I see an off-leash dog. And the off-leash dog is literally just that. They slipped their door. The kids were running out to go to the bus stop, and the dog said, "I'm coming too," and now it's running around, and it's skunk in a barnyard type thing. The dog's just running crazy, and the owners are trying to get it. And that's what I do, is the dog is approaching because they go, "Ooh, other dogs, I want to go say hi." And I just can see the demeanor and, you know. But again, for me, because, you know, obviously from what I do as a professional, I can read the other dog really quickly and know that if I can approach the dog, lean down, the dog's going to wiggle their butt up to me and I'm going to leash the dog up because I always carry an extra leash. So my No Bad Dog leashes have a ring on the end of them, on the handle. So you can wrap it around your chest. So the clip that you're going to clip on to your dog collar, you clip onto the ring. So you basically wear it like a side saddle satchel type thing, like Indiana Jones. And I always carry that with me when I'm out for a walk. And just for that reason, because I know that if I see an off-leash dog, I want to be able to, A, like, it's like a sport for me. If I see an off-leash dog, my goal is to get that dog home. It's literally like a sport. I was like, I wonder if I can create a YouTube channel just off that. But anyway, that's kind of like my sport, is I'll just literally get the dog back to their owners. So you're out for a walk. You see an off-leash dog. You know that they're just, you know, running. They just got out, and they're not out killing things. They're not a feral dog or whatever. Down, stay. You approach the dog, shoulder straight, kneel down. "Hey, buddy." That's the vibe you get. Like, I know really quickly if I kneel down and talk like a little girl to the dog, if they put their ears back and put their head down and wiggle their tail, we're in. Right? Leash them up. And in this case, "Oh, here you go. Here's Izzy. Sorry, Tom. Don't know what happened. No worries. Got it." I look back. My dogs are just sitting there looking at me. Downstairs. Perfect. Okay? But if I kneel down, "Hey, how are you?" And then the dog's like, "Burr." At least that gives me time to herd off the dog away from my dogs. And again, this is just an option, guys. I'm just telling you, this is what works for me. If I see a dog that is actually trying to get to my dogs, I won't do this because I know that as soon as the dog jukes me, they're gonna get right to my dogs. So I'll stay close to my dogs to make sure I can warn the other dog off as much as I can. And a lot of times what that looks like is yelling and hollering at the dog with me controlling my dog. I mean, with Burley, I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I'd be able to control him. He is 140 pounds of litter. If you guys follow me on Instagram or YouTube or anything else, you guys know he's a brick house. He's 140 pounds of 100% muscle. Like, he's just this stocky, giant muscle dog that's 10 months old. So anyway, if he wanted to go, he's going to go, which is probably why I'll switch to a prong collar any day now, just because of those situations. If there is an off-leash dog, or my wife was walking him, or even my 77-year-old dad walks him when we're traveling every now and then, those are situations that I'm mindful of, that if he wants to go physically, it's going to take a professional dog handler to be able to really navigate that, and they're obviously not. So he's probably going to get a prong soon, just because of his sheer power. So anyway, those are some ways that I handle off-leash dogs. I typically make enough noise to get the attention of the owner, because oftentimes, if you hear that yelling and screaming, if you have dogs, you're looking out your window, and, "Oh shit, my dog's out," or something like that. Like, that happens a lot. I'm just trying to yell at the dog to hopefully get the owners to get involved, because they don't even know that their dog is out, or if there's somebody around that's going to help. I can guarantee you, I mean, the majority of Americans, or wherever you live, if they hear somebody yelling and screaming an off-leash dog, they're going to jump in and help. At least I would. I mean, I would dive over a fire to help somebody for that situation, because that's what I live for. I was born for that. So I just think, like, making enough commotion and noise to also gain attention, to gain help, especially if it does escalate into something worse, which, again, we've all seen the nasty TikTok videos and all that stuff that I refuse to watch. But you guys know that they're out there because other people watch them. So you know what I'm talking about. So it's important for you guys to stay safe, to stay as calm as you can, but have a plan. If the dog is jetting right at you and you have no opportunity to do anything, that's what I do, is I down my dogs. I walk 5 feet out. I grab the dog and I move the dog out of the way. for everyone's safety. So that's how I handle off-leash dogs. I hope you guys like this podcast. I know that it's short, but right now I'm doing a special on all my courses. You guys can save $100 off, which is more than 50% off in some of my courses, if you use the code YouTube at checkout. And it's kind of like a little early savings for Black Friday that we're going to do for everybody. Again, we run this special all the time, but something that we're doing again starting right now. Use code YouTube and get $100 off all of my courses. That includes my reactivity course, my off-leash e-collar course, and the Kickstarter course, which are all fantastic courses. And also, I have a seminar coming up next month at the Upstate Canine Academy. All the information is linked in the description below. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, love you guys. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.